This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are you feeling so down?
Boy, I'm wiped. I've been I've been on the river for the last, like, 5 days.
And today?
Last night, the wife and I...
Did you raft here?
No, I went to Idaho.
You went down the Snake River and then all the way along the Columbia...
Yeah.
How long of a boat ride would that be?
36-hour ride just to get through Idaho.
Good God.
Just paddling away to get back to Portland.
It's like, why? There's nothing there.
You could be like that guy that sailed from Oregon to Hawaii
with his cat.
But instead of a paddle boat, your way from, Moscow to...
That would be a terrible idea.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got like 3 million followers now.
How do you get through the dam? If you're on a paddle raft.
Oh, buddy, that would be a pretty epic story.
You know what I mean?
They just open the gate and let you through.
That class 35 rapid,
yeah.
It stops at 6.
Hell yeah, brother.
No, there's a staircase that you can walk down the side and then just kind of hop back into the water.
You got to carry your boat.
Nope, you got to stay in the canoe.
Well, the river that we raft in Idaho... Lewis and Clark did go down that river.
Let's take a look at this river. What's the name of this river?
Locksaw.
Locksaw River.
Locsa.
I'm seeing that here.
History here.
Locksaw is Nez Perce for big water.
I lived on Nez Perce Court in Tualatin growing up.
Same thing, Joe.
Yep.
Same thing.
I called myself Chief Joseph.
And, Lewis and Clark went down this river, but it was so wild that they carried their canoes alongside of it.
The mighty Locksaw. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at pictures right now.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful
some,
country.
Some bros getting thrashed by the waves.
But the best part about my trip is I took the wife to Pullman, Washington last night for the first time ever.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said the same thing.
Why did you take me here?
She offered. She was like, let's go to Pullman. I've never been there. I was like, all right.
Well, what'd you do in Pullman? I have never been to Pullman.
Drank.
Yeah,
that's literally the only thing to do there.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's all you
seems
can do.
Seems about right.
She was very surprised that it wasn't a bigger city.
Eat canned cheese.
I did pick up some cheese this morning.
Some
Cougar Gold.
I got a fresh can of Cougar Gold and a 5-year-old can of Cougar Gold.
I have never had.
You've never had it.
Cougar Gold.
Well, Joe, when this can I've got is 5 years old.
You need to pop my Cougar
when
Gold,
it gets,
Jerry.
When it gets its 10th birthday. I will pop that cherry with you.
Is that how it works?
Yes,
like you age it in the
can?
Supposed
yeah.
to wait. Okay. I didn't even know that actually. I thought you just eat it right out of it.
You can. I mean, it's totally delicious straight up.
Oh, this is a Cougar Gold from the year 2000.
I don't even really like cheddar. Like, I love cheese, but like American cheeses aren't quite my thing. I'm more of a European cheese guy.
Real cheese, yeah.
But the white cheddar made up in old Pullman, Washington at Ferdinand's Creamery. That stuff's pretty hot fire.
Yeah,
it's a white cheddar. It's really, really good.
White cheddar is pretty bomb.
Tempting.
I'm down with it.
I'll take that Pepsi challenge over anything coming out of Wisconsin. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I've seen it at the store, not really knowing like the whole aging thing. But dude, now I'm excited. You got to like throw like a big party with like some aged Cougar cheddar,
and it's a whole wheel too.
Woo!
It's the whole wheel.
You ate a whole wheel of cheese?
That's not even
mad.
That would be a bad
that's
idea.
Amazing.
That'd be a super bad idea. But I'm here. I got out of my car and walked, and I felt like 80 years old.
You felt like you were in a boat.
I felt like I was 80 years old.
Driving
my
sucks.
Knee hurts. My voice is shot.
Wait.
I turned 40 on Monday. It's
eight
like already
in
kicking
car.
In.
Happy birthday.
Wait, you turned 40 yesterday
no,
or
this coming Monday?
Oh, nice. I'm going to have to get you a nice meatloaf or something.
Hey, on my birthday, I'm flying to Vegas.
Which, by the way, you technically do.
I technically do owe you a meatloaf sandwich.
Just meatloaf.
Meatloaf on the air tasting of meatloaf.
But I didn't do enough research to find out where I could just go and pick up a slice of meatloaf.
Let me tell
somewhere.
You what, I was really hoping you'd forget that.
Oh, no, I have not forgot. Because it kind of sounds good. Nice warm piece of meatloaf.
But you saw where my thought process was going. Like, look at game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Absolute blowout.
So what were the two games that we were betted on?
It was not
that?
The Celtics Knicks. It was the other three games.
It was Celtics Knicks.
No, that game had already happened. And so then it was the other three games that I was like, they're going to be blowouts.
I can go back because I feel like I texted you saying that something about you eating that meatloaf. And yeah, I'll have to find. I text you on May 7th. How do you like your meatloaf? And you said, F me.
F me. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like meatloaf.
Well, I need to find out where I can get meatloaf like to go. Where can I get a pickup order of meatloaf?
New seasons,
here in Portland. No, we're not doing that deli crap. We need like a restaurant that is known.
Well, I feel like most places, if I can, you know, use my restaurant brain cap here.
I feel like someone said Scavone's or something like
that. I feel like most places don't have meatloaf at all times. It's like a special.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of diners serve meatloaf. It's one of those go-tos, like as their lunch. You know, they got the club sandwich, then they got the meatloaf always right below it on the menu.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like someone said Scavone's has a solid meatloaf.
Scavone's? I don't know what that is.
Actually, close to my girlfriend's house off of Division there on the east side.
You live near everything. She does, I guess.
Might have to hit up some Scavone's for some meatloaf.
You know, I like that Division strip.
Dude, it was popping this weekend. Everybody was out in their grandma. I mean, yeah. It was...
oh, yeah. How was the town? Anything happened while I was gone? Anything cool?
No, but... And I was wondering if they got to this in the news, but apparently a big old, like, safari down in Bandon got busted. And
really?
And they had to take away, like, 300-something animals because there was a bunch of meth and guns all over the place.
What?
First of all,
you had me at safari in Bandon.
I thought
Is this, like, Bandon, Congo?
No, Bandon, Oregon.
Bandon, Oregon?
Yes.
How's there a safari down there for, like, what, deer? And bears?
No, dude. I think there was like lions and crocs.
What?
Yeah, yes. They imported the good stuff.
Yeah, 300 plus animals seized, 3 euthanized. I didn't read that part. Following They're search dangerous. Of Oregon Coast Safari Park. I thought they were talking about the one in Winston, but that's not really the coast. The wildlife safari.
So they
there.
Brought in a safari?
No, this was a, it's called the West Coast Game Park Safari in Bandon. And police say 310 total animals were seized and relocated to sanctuary and rescue facilities.
That's super strange.
They say a chicken and a kinkajou were euthanized due to their poor physical
kinkajou?
I did meet some dudes. Yes. I did meet some dudes at the resort. I stopped to get some ice while we were up on the river, and they had all their camo on, and they were hunting bear.
Oh, good for them.
And I was like,
that's good eats.
I was like, oh, man, why are you hunting bear? He was like, because it tastes good.
Have you ever had that sliced thin on
He's
a
like,
Ritz?
We're from Wenatchee, and they don't let us do the pre-spring. Plus, you can bait out here. It's awesome.
Yeah, I got to find...
I was like, I've never shot a gun in my life. I would never kill an animal. You are a terrible human being. No, they were very nice guys.
Yeah, drugs, guns, 1.6 mil, founder in Oregon raid of Oregon Game
In cash Park. Or in drugs?
God. I'm guessing in cash.
Man, if I find one...
In cash and bonds and a dozen firearms.
I'll tell you what, if I find 1.6 million in a bust, like, I definitely only found 0.6 million.
Thank you. You know? I mean, you got body cams nowadays,
Like, what's that number, actually? Like, was it 1.8 and you just kind of, you know, skimmed off the top a little 200K?
Oh, for sure. No,
if
all their body cams had, like, a black spot when they arrived to the crime scene, sure, but... You can't get away with it now.
I don't know, man. At some point, that body cam's got to turn off, right?
Yeah, they found meth there also.
See, meth and animals just don't sound like a good fit.
Well, that was the whole point.
Especially safari animals.
That was basically the whole point of a Netflix documentary called, what is it?
Tiger King?
Yeah, Tiger
King. Oh, I never watched that.
Oh.
Wasn't that the biggest show during COVID? I never watched it.
You need to...
I had, like, no interest in it.
No, you should sit for an evening with your wife, get really drunk, and watch it. Yeah, I think you're missing out.
There's a bunch of characters in there that are just like, you are right at a central casting
for this. Oh, the thing I'm going to drink and show my wife for the first time, because she's never seen, is The Chappelle Show.
Oh.
Like, I've got that in my back pocket.
Dude, the fact that she has not seen that... Wow, she's in for a treat. Just episode one with Clayton Bigsby.
I've always
wanted black white supremacist.
I've always wanted to say this for shizzle. Tiger Woods gets drafted by the black community in the racial draft.
The Asians or the black community. Which one will it be? Yeah,
the Asians select the Wu-Tang Clan. Oh,
that's what I love about
ODB's name is going to change to Old Dirty Chinese Restaurant. It's so good.
That's what I love about that show is the very first episode was
they stank, and I hate them.
Was the black white supremacist Clayton Bigsby. It's like they came out right away and they're like, this is what you're going to get for the next two seasons, just so you're aware. And people loved it. People loved every second of it. Congas Legas Rice. Sounds like a Mexican dish. Dude, it's so good.
So good. And you know, so every time you watch The Real World, there's always five of the craziest white people and one black person. Well, what if we found five of the craziest black people and put them around one normal white person?
Mad real.
Cognac.
I made a Chappelle Show reference yesterday.
Yeah?
He once rolled 77 sevens in a row. The World Series of Dice.
Now that you got your restitution, are you going to quit your job as a truck driver? Hell no, I bought this cold cash. I'm rich.
This is full of cigarettes.
A cool cigarette truck. Ashy Larry, Charlie Murphy. Man, that show's so good.
Well, I pray for the animals over there in Bandon and that they find a new home. One modified machine gun, 8 grams of cocaine.
I want to know how it was
Dude,
modified.
This place is awesome.
I mean, 6 grams of cocaine.
Wait, five?
Man. In fact, we didn't find cocaine at all.
This place was open since the 60s.
That's wild, dude.
How about that?
That's wild.
What a run.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do got a baseball show for you tonight. There's a lot to get to. We'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour like we always do. Also, at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll take a peek at teams that are under 500 that could sneak a run into the playoffs and potentially win it all. So we'll take a peek around the league with that. But we start with more drama in Beantown. This is the Hot Corner. Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You listener, you advertiser out there could sponsor.
You could sponsor that.
Hell yeah.
Give me a call.
Email joe.fisher.
And prepare to give me $5,000 a month. Actually, I don't know how much it costs. I should probably find that out.
You should know that, Joe. It's your job.
Yeah. Hey, we got a lot of S to sell, all right? Do you realize we have 6 other stations?
I do. I do understand the validity and the grind that is your job.
Oh my God, the Knicks are just everything looks so difficult for them.
Like, I think they make it difficult on themselves.
I don't
like
know.
Like, we were talking about this before the show. Yes, Indiana is playing great basketball.
They own their ass.
But I mean, I just think the Knicks are just a bunch of hustle dudes, you know? And so,
oh no, the Pacers are the hustle.
I was going to say the Pacers out-hustle the Knicks and they've got more talent overall.
But that's why I think it looks so hard for the Knicks, because I feel like all they can do is hustle, and they're being out-hustled, so they have nothing else to do.
I don't know, man. The Pacers just look like
my Pacers.
Absolute animals. They just, it's Nesmith is just every possession, just in brain, inside Brunson. He is inside the man.
I know it's been days.
There should be criminal charges put forth.
I know it's been days, and I'm late to the party, but the last thing I saw before I left the land of service and the land of the living was Hallie hit that shot. And when he pointed at Spike, I was losing my mind.
He was pointing at Reggie.
Oh, he was pointing at Reggie?
Yeah, he went and pointed at Reggie, who was on the call.
I was losing my mind because Reggie's my favorite player of all time. I hate the Knicks. Yeah.
Well,
I love it.
You'll be happy here in a couple days because this series is probably over.
Yeah, I don't like their chances against OKC, though.
I mean, I know it's only a 12-point game.
But it'll be the Paul George final. It'll be excellent. Look at us. We both had Paul George. We got rid of Paul George, and now we're in the finals.
Yeah, that is true.
It'll be great. It'll be great. Okay, so over the weekend, the Boston Red Sox, boss man Cooley, his team, his beloved team, I'm sorry to rail on them 2 weeks in a row, boss, so if you're out there, mass apologies to you. Alex Bregman goes down with an injury, hamstring. Sounds like he's going to be out for a little bit. And I don't know if this could have happened at a worst possible time, because you can't put Rafi Devers at third. Right?
Well, and so I feel like this, you just for some reason continuously choose not to and just almost like piss him off.
You're like gaslighting your best player.
Well, even then, it's like Bregman goes down, Devers like, all right, goes to grab his glove.
Yeah, and back to my spot.
And they're like, no, we still want you at DH. He's like, what the F is going on?
We're going to call up a 21-year-old kid instead. How about that? Who doesn't even play third base?
God. Yeah, I think that, granted that guy that they called up had a pretty good
Marcelo Mayer. I've got him in a fantasy league.
Pretty good start.
I've got him in a keeper league. You were
on him already.
I had him in a keeper league. I've had him for 2 years in a keeper league.
Yeah, he did pretty good against the Orioles the other day.
But I think we kind of talked about this last week with the Orioles. I think this is the white flag for Boston. This might be the last time we talk about them on this show. I think they're in big trouble here because this Devers situation won't go away for some reason. He's not even involved in what happened in Bregman going down, yet his weirdness and how they're dealing with him is still shining so bright on that team that I don't know if they get out of it.
Yeah, and it's...
I would just call up all the kids. Roman Anthony, Mayer, you got Campbell in the outfield still. Just call them all up.
Well, it just seems like their consistency as a team overall, like, is just...
I saw Garrett Crochet threw a gem the other day, and they lost? Like, yeah, you can't do that.
He's the only one that's given him a whole lot.
You can't.
Pitching-wise, I mean...
You can't do that.
Welcome to being a Mariners fan,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, this I know. I watched that for a long
Felix
time.
Felix Hernandez is career wasted.
Walker Buehler and Sean Newcomb have been all right, but, like, Tanner Houck, for after what he did last year, has been a shell of himself. This team is just inconsistent. And that is not going to cut it in the American League East when you're going up against the Yankees and then the Rays, who have been a hell of a lot better as of late. And really, like, it kind of seems like there is sort of this, because the American League is, there's so much parity, it does almost seem like there's a tier one and then a tier two and then the Orioles and White Sox.
It feels like a tier one, a tier three, and then the Orioles and the White Sox.
Yeah.
Like, there's no middle ground.
So it's just
but
like...
But we'll talk about the middle ground in the 8 o'clock hour.
And Bregman was... He was playing really well, better than the start of the season. And, yeah, I just feel like also, like, you could have had a little bit more normalcy if you were just like, all right, let's throw Devers back at third and try and, like, restore the clubhouse order in a sense. But, yeah, I think this just pisses off Devers even more. It's like, dude, this was the guy that replaced me at third, and now that he's out, like, I still can't play third.
And I think the scariest thing about this whole situation is Bregman's going to opt out. I mean, he's going to opt out anyway because he's going to want more money because he only signed that three-year deal, which is, like, lucrative incentive-wise. And but he has opt-outs after every single year. Like, he's going to opt out because he wants more money, but I also think he's going to opt out because he's not going to want to be there.
But that cracker box sure as hell's making him look better.
Without a doubt. We knew he was going to rake at Fenway.
That helps you. It's hard to leave that kind of thing.
And Newcomb, I forgot about this. He was actually traded to the Athletics either today or yesterday or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For cash.
Ooh, the A's are loading up, huh?
Well,
my Oakland Athletics, my West Sacramento Athletics.
Well, they need to load up on wins because they are not doing that. As
I know,
late.
Dude, that's going to go the wrong way. Oh, we're sidetracked here. We're sidetracked. I think this is going to be a big problem. And we are now at a point that, I mean, do you start looking at trading Devers? Do you look at trading Bregman?
No, you're not going to trade Bregman because you just picked him up. I mean, this offense is pretty decent. But the pitching, and then, like, also they've had some fielding errors this year, which is our...
Well, Trevor's story is completely done.
Yeah.
How they trot him out every single day is beyond me.
And like I said,
he was an elite defender, and now he can't even defend.
It's just the consistency of this team kills me, man. It's just like, for 1 week, they'll be like, hey, this Red Sox team, are they good? And then you'll go another week, and you're like, oh, this Red Sox team is not very good.
And I think that's the reality.
And they just go back and forth, and it's just... They're lacking the consistency. Their pitching needs to be better outside of Crochet, and you know, I don't know where they're going to do that.
That's why I think I would just punt on the whole situation because you're sitting there.
What's Devers? He's in what, like, year three of his contract,
something like that, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I think
he's like
over 30 mil.
Well, that's where I'm like, all right, is there a team that is just? Is there a front office? Is there some analytics bros somewhere of a team that are just so high on him that they're like saying, like, pick up the phone and you continue to call the Red Sox until they finally say yes?
They give up a ton of runs.
Yes.
They are third.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Third in the American League.
You know, actually, I want to look this up.
And this was his third year of his deal.
And the Angels.
This is the third year?
Third year, $27 million.
Oh, I guess they're fourth, excuse me.
27
mil?
27 mil?
That actually might be a deal.
I mean,
but Yoshida's contract is unmovable.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because I really liked him. And You know, now in hindsight, I don't blame for DePoto not wanting to take on that contract. Remember we were talking Luis Castillo to the Red Sox for Tristan Casas?
Well, yeah, now, I mean, in hindsight, Casas is down.
But they would have made, yeah, they would have made the Mariners take Yoshida, and I think that's what it is. So you've got, yeah, this Devers situation that seems to never be going away, that you are like the Knicks in this. We're shooting yourself in the foot on it every single time. And now, you know, Bregman, who's your most accountable player you have, obviously the Cora-Houston tie, which is probably a big reason why he's there. When he goes down, it's like this thing just becomes a giant mess.
Well, and I was going to say this, and I stopped myself, and I should have gone forward with it. But
just do it, Joe.
I was going to say, I was like, man, the Red Sox, I wouldn't be surprised if they lead the league in errors. They're second in errors behind the, yeah, Colorado Rockies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, again, they're just...
And that's weird.
I mean, that's like, how the Orioles stole a game from them the other day. It was because of throwing errors. And it's just like, dude, you get, like...
And that's weird because Alex Cora played his entire career because he could play defense. He could never hit.
I mean, this team ain't good. It's...
I think that's the reality. I think every year we get soaked up by some of these major market teams, you know? Like, for example, San Francisco got off to a really hot start. Now, I think they're the real deal. But we always kind of, whoa... Giants could be pretty good this year. And then they kind of become who they actually are. And I think we've been doing that with the Red Sox pretty much every year since 2018.
Well, and again, last year their pitching was way better than anticipated.
Yes.
And maybe this is just...
And they kind of hung around longer. Remember, I wrote them off in like April. I was like, this team's garbage.
And maybe this is a regression to the mean here from them.
Well, they've also kept getting hurt. I mean, seriously, what are we now, a third of the way into the season pretty much officially? And if at this point you're sitting fourth in the AL East, you've got four guys down because of injury, you can't just keep going to dig. It's not like there's pitchers out there still, like
the
you
well
can go
is pretty
get.
Shallow.
Yeah, yeah, as opposed to like hitters, which there's literally nobody besides JD Martinez. So what are you going to do? Call the season off, maybe say, okay, let's spend some time on some developmental stuff. Is it Cora's fault? I don't know, man. With every guy going down like the next week, it's hard to keep any kind of consistent attitude in the clubhouse, right?
Dear God. I forgot what Trevor Story's contract was.
Oh, it's gross. Stupid.
6 years, 140 mil. That was signed ahead of the 2022 season. Missed 68 games in 2022. Missed 119 games in 2023. Missed 136 in 2024.
Well, in 2024, it was like the first game he dove for a ball and dislocated his shoulder.
That's right. Yep. And then 2025, obviously, this year, he has appeared in 51 of 56 games. He has an OPS of 589.
That's gross. I think I can honestly, confidently, comfortably say, unless there's a trade that goes down, this might be the last time we talk about the Red Sox.
Trevor's story hasn't been good since his first week of baseball. Do we remember that? He had like six home runs in his first seven career games. Everybody's like, this guy's going to be the next best.
Trevor Story was never good outside of Colorado.
Again, outside of his first week.
Garbage. Garbage. You suck.
Yeah, it's, again, man, and once this team just gets more consistency, at least they have Crochet locked up for the future.
Yeah.
So you have your ace, and he has been Cy Young level this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been great. But again, they're losing those games. That's why I think this team is done.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to say goodbye.
Yep. This very well could be the end. Much to your chagrin, I know that there's someone on the text line that always likes to chime in when we're talking down on the Red Sox. And so I think this is him on the text line right now.
There we go.
Bottom line is they've lost 13 one-run games. That's a killer, but also it'll even out. Their pitching staff is very injured. Haven't seen a healthy staff yet. Patrick, if there's a pale on Devers, it's not showing on the field. He was a laughingstock to start the season, now leads the league in RBI.
Does he lead the league? I thought Riley Green did.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, like, didn't Devers have like an 8 RBI game the other day or something like that?
I thought like it was two cubbies on the top of the RBI.
I don't know. Maybe I am too harsh on the Red Sox, you know, but they're a little bit of low-hanging fruit. You know, they're a major market team. They spend a gajillion dollars.
He had 8 RBIs against my Orioles in a 19-5 win.
He is third to Pete Crow Armstrong and Seiya Suzuki. So, yeah, ooh, two cubbies.
Ooh.
So leads the American League.
Exactly.
Ooh, sexy. Yeah.
Leads A-League.
PCA, huh? Yeah. That kid came out of nowhere. All right, when we come back, I mentioned Riley Green. We need to talk about the Tigers. Are the Tigers the best team in baseball, and do you know what a Maddox is? We'll get to that next, but first, we'll throw it to Schultzy with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The biggest thing that kind of happened over the weekend outside of this Bregman news is Tarek Skubal. Threw less than 100 pitches, complete game shutout, 13 strikeouts, and zero free passes.
Throwing it back, making the old baseball fan happy. That's what starting pitchers used to do. Back when men were men.
That gets my pants really tight.
Dude, it got me pretty hot as well.
Yeah, he threw a Maddux, and that's really, really hard to do.
I saw that, and I grabbed my girlfriend. I'm like, we are going upstairs right now.
It's really hard to throw a complete game under 100 pitches. And to get 13 Ks and zero walks, I'd like to know the last time somebody threw a complete game and had 10 Ks and no walks.
What's the game score on that?
What's his plus minus out on the field?
And not only that, to end the game on 102.6 mile per hour pitch.
That's insane. It's the fastest pitch recorded by a starter.
I think that's what I saw.
I think that's what they say. Like a true starter, minimum starts or something.
Yeah, we gotta take a look at this Tarek Skubal line and see how it compares to some of the more recent outings.
It came at the right time too, because I just finished watching this Maddux documentary on MLB Network. Absolutely fascinating.
Apparently, it is just referred to as a Maddux. Yep. I had no idea.
Yep, under 100 pitches in a complete game is a Maddux, because he did it like 25 times in his career.
How can someone do that, and then now nobody can do that, apparently?
Well, you know, Rob and I talked about this a little bit, you know, a couple weeks ago on Primetime, that, you know, to continue to be good at something, you need to continuously do it. And that might be the problem that Major League, you know, I might be opening a can of worms here, but that might be the problem that Major League Baseball's kind of run into right now, is they're so conservative with starters. It's like, you give me 5, and you're out, and I'm going to the bullpen. And it's done as an advantage, and I see the theory. I completely understand the strategy, but it is also not stretching pitchers out. You know, like if you want to be a great golfer, Joe, do you go out and only do 13 holes? No, you do all 18.
Last couple rounds I had, I should have quit at 13.
But you know what I mean? You can't get better at golf if you're only doing 13 holes. You got to do the whole 18. So
this is the most ever strikeouts for a Maddux, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many Maddoxes have there been? You got Maddux stats?
I don't know. Skubal's 13 strikeouts are the most ever by a pitcher in a Maddux, passing the previous mark of 12 shared by Cookie Carrasco, 2014.
That's my boy.
Cliff Lee, 2011.
Oh, that's my boy, too.
And Sandy Koufax, 1964.
Bum. I never heard of that guy.
Didn't wear a Cleveland jersey.
Didn't wear a Cleveland jersey. Don't care. Cliff Lee, man. Ooh, he was good.
He wasn't bad. No. Dude, I mean, maybe this is, I don't know. Maybe he is just one of a kind. I texted you today, is he the best pitcher in baseball? Obviously, it's, you know, recency bias when you see a line like this, like, best pitcher in baseball.
Right. But I think the answer is yes. He won a Cy Young last year. So let's talk about who could be the competition. Yoshi's having a great year.
Yeah. And it's,
Max Fried is the hammer of my fantasy team right now. I know Rop's all over Yoshi. I'm all over Max Fried. And then there's Skeens out there who's still pitching well. Crochet, as we were talked about last. But I think the answer, you know, I love the boys in Seattle still. Gilbert and Kirby, you know, they're not going anywhere. But I think the answer is Skubal. I think it has to be.
Because we see one-off Cy Young years.
Totally.
All the time.
Ubaldo.
Yeah.
First one that comes to our mind.
So it's R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey throws a knuckleball. Won himself a Cy Young.
Love R.A. Dickey.
So to see when someone has a Cy Young season like Skubal did last year and then backs it up with another great season in a performance like this, like, you want to see that longevity. And as long as he continues to do it, like, right now, he is the best pitcher in baseball.
I also think it helps that, I mean, his team is really exciting. They're kind of young. They're kind of flashy. AJ Hinch, for as much grief as he deserves for his actions or no actions in Houston, he's a damn good manager. And I think he knows that Skubal is not a guy to throw five innings and pull. You got to let the beast go. Jack Flaherty, you might pull him after five. If he's dealing, you might let him go six or seven. But I think it really benefits Skubal that he had playoff experience last year, won a trophy last year, and this team is really good, maybe the best team in baseball.
Also, just looking at his career line, never pitched a complete game, never had a shutout before. So I think even at a certain point in that game, there might have been talks in the clubhouse or in the bullpen about, you know, what he was doing. And Hinch is like, he's never thrown a complete, no shutout.
Nope.
Like, all right, let's just keep riding this. And again, the pitch count was good enough to where it's like, dude,
you get done with the eighth. And you're in the 80s of pitching.
Yeah, it's like, dude, we're still rolling with
you're
this.
Going back yeah. out there.
Yeah. Well, and there's too many managers, too, in this league that would just go with the analytics and, we're halfway through the third time in the lineup.
And that's kind of what I mean. Like, that's the strategy, and I get the strategy.
I hate that. No, I don't.
I completely understand it, but it kind of reminds me of, like, when you're up by three at the end of the game and you foul so they can't get a three-point shot. It's a great strategy. I just think it's kind of bush.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
Anthony Towns hurt his knee real bad.
It's been injured since last game.
He is not happy.
He was grabbing it at the end of the last game, and he was grabbing it at the beginning of this one. So. See,
like you said, it looks so hard for them.
Dude, it's just everything.
Some of those situations call for just the feel of the game, right? It's not necessarily about the strategy itself, but it's about knowing how and when to implement it.
And
that's,
I think, yeah, I think that's why a guy like AJ Hinch is so great, because he's got, you know, the Snitker and Melvin in him of the old school, but he's also got, you know, the Craig Council of the new school. And I think that's what makes him such a great manager. And I think that's why the Tigers sit here with the best record in baseball still, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You have to excuse my ignorance, guys. I've been off the grid for
you're good for
a while.
I would think too, as far as complete games go, this season, I bet you we have had less than five so far to start the year.
Yeah, I know Nathan Eovaldi threw one. I know Skubal threw one.
I mean, I at first was going to say less than three, but I was like, that's pretty low. We've got to have at least less than five. But honestly, when you think about it,
it's a dead stat. I mean, it's a dead stat. I mean, wins are more dead than that. But the quality start is, you know, the best litmus test. And I don't mean to keep bringing up fantasy, but that's what you notice in fantasy. Like, we got rid of wins years ago, and we play with quality starts, and they are so hard to come by these days that if quality starts are hard to come by, complete games are going to be even more difficult.
All right, I got a list of all the complete games. We got Skubal from the other day, Stephen Kolek for the Padres on the 10th of May, so that's two. Eric Fetty on the 9th of May, that's three. Michael King on April 13th.
Oh, that's right. I remember Michael King.
That's four. And then Nathan Eovaldi on April 1st. No jokes there. So there are five exactly.
There are five. Yeah. That was opening day for him.
I'm seeing May 17th or 18th, Paul Skenes threw his first complete game, but he lost. No. So the Pirates, because they suck, gave Skenes a 1-0 loss because
Randy Johnson.
Maybe he went eight innings? I don't know. Maybe my math in baseball.
Yeah, like eight
Citizens
on the road.
Bank Park. I don't know. Citizens Bank Park would be where they play in Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. Oh no, they're
all Citizens Bank's in Philly.
Yeah. Well, they can't call it a complete. See, that's stupid.
Yeah, because he didn't pitch nine innings.
Yeah.
Then the Baseball Reporter then sucks, because I'm literally looking at a headline that says first complete game thrown.
Yeah, his first career complete game in an eight inning 1-0 loss.
Hey, Alex Stumpf. Thanks.
I don't think that's
wrong.
Does a complete game count if you go eight innings, but you don't see the ninth because your team gets walked off?
It sure doesn't, because you didn't play in the ninth.
But yeah. I thought technically it was the game, so it is. By asterisk definition,
we're not
a complete game.
Yeah. Now I'm confused.
No, you're not walked off. It's because they had the lead, so you didn't pitch in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Exactly. You didn't have to.
Yes. Yeah.
So you didn't pitch a whole game. Sorry, man.
So them's
the rules. I
sucks.
Don't make them up. I just enforce them and find a way to make them make sense. Yeah. They don't always make sense. But sometimes they do.
Well, those damn
sometimes they don't.
Those damn Pirates are pretty good, and Tarik Skubal is still really good. Regardless of what season it is.
I think the Tigers are great. I regret my Cleveland bet at A&A instantly. I think that team is really good. Riley Green had a slow start, but he's really bringing it up right now. Spencer Torkelson's back from the grave. This team's good. If they had an Alex Bregman, they would be even better. I'm going to bang on that drum the whole time. Alex Bregman should have signed in Detroit.
Well, I am intrigued to see what happens. Maybe not in the top of the AL Central, but the rest of the AL Central sans the Chicago White Sox, because you have the Twins, Guardians, Royals all separated by two games, and they will definitely be jockeying for a wild card spot. If not one, two, maybe all three. Just like last year? No, the Twins did not make the playoffs
last
year.
They did
not. So the three
were Cleveland, Detroit, and KC.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. KC ran into the Yanks. Tigers-Cleveland was a great series.
Well, Cleveland won the division. Kansas City and Detroit were wild cards. And I'm trying to remember who
and Detroit played Cleveland in the first round, and Kansas City played the Yankees.
Well, I'm literally on the page. Oh, yeah, my Orioles won the other.
Well, Kansas City played
spot.
The Orioles,
yeah,
and then they played the Yankees.
All right, let's forget about that. Let's get off this subject.
All right, we come back. There's a couple guys making their returns, but in different ways, and they are two of the three most phenomenal athletes and must-watch baseball. We'll get to that next. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. Breaking news here. Not really breaking news. The Pacers are going to go up 3-1 back to New York, and I think it's safe to say this series is over.
Well,
Knicks don't look good, man.
Dude, they,
Said it, Joe. Like, you've said it the best. Everything looks so hard for them.
Yes. It's just like everything they have to do, every bucket on offense they have to get looks like they're just scraping and clawing and just fighting for everything. And then the Pacers inbound it, and then it's like 5 seconds down the court, three, good.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, that seemed really easy for them. Like, it's a very bizarre, it's been a bizarre series because the first couple of games were close. We obviously had to come back by the Pacers.
I love that Triple H just dapped up Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
Time to play the game.
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
I love Triple H.
It's all about the game.
They say Triple H is a top five wrestler of all time. Like, in terms of, like...
technicality.
Yeah, like, how you wrestle. Like, he sold everybody. He was great on the mic. Ultimate heel for the longest time. Like, remember, when The Rock and Stone Cold were at their height,
Triple H
was the champ.
Yeah, and he was the heel.
And everyone hated him.
I feel like he never code-switched. He was never the, what do they call it, the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, never once I ever remember him being like,
well, he was
except when he came back from his injury.
Well, he was a face with DX. Because they were fun.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, they were bad boys, but he was a face with DX. But after DX disbanded, he became the ultimate heel and then eventually just stopped being a heel because as he got older, people were just, you're right, he got hurt. He had his...
torn his quad.
He tore his quad completely off the bone.
Tasty.
And then when he came back, everybody lost their mind. Yeah. Dude, I think he's top five. I think it's like him, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, and...
Viscera.
And probably, you know, probably Seth Rollins, honestly.
Do you not like my Viscera reference there?
I don't like Viscera. I hated that whole thing. I hated that whole shebang. Although it did give me the Hardy Boys.
What about Gangrel?
No, I hate that whole thing. But it
the
did,
Brood?
But it gave me the Hardy Boys, so I'm cool with that.
You don't like the Brood?
Oh, no, not the Hardy Boys. Sorry, they gave us Edge and Christian.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Edge it, dude.
Gangrel with the wine. He'd spit it everywhere. If you're in the front row, you're like, what the hell,
is this
man?
Blood?
I don't know. I don't care what this is. This is disgusting. Was in your mouth?
Dude, Edge, I saw him on...
He's great. They always say he was a great one,
well,
too.
Well, he's doing the AEW stuff now, and he looks like he's about to die.
Because he is about to die. His back is so jacked.
Give it up, man.
Give it up. Well, we got a couple guys coming back in the MLB, and I can't be more excited for this, for very different reasons. We'll start. Shohei looks like he could be on the mound sometime soon.
Oh, that guy returning. Shohei, like I guess, is he a Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde?
Which one's which?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Which one is Mr. Hyde, a.k.a. is that the batting?
Gotta be. The doctor is the professor who has to pitch?
Which one's the bad one? I'm trying to remember.
I think Hyde. Hyde's the bad one.
No. Yeah, Mr. Mr.'s the bad one.
Hyde's
Thank
the
you.
Bad one.
I always had to remember, like, doctor or Mr.? Yeah.
I don't know, but either one you want to place on whatever, he's going to be pitching here soon.
And I heard some blowhard say, they don't even need him right now. they don't even need him till September. Well, I don't know. Like that texter who talked about the Red Sox pitching staff being injured, I give you the Los Angeles Dodgers. Blake Snell, not pitching. Like, that's huge. Tyler Glasnow, also huge. Not pitching. Old man Kershaw's coming into the rescue. Like, that ain't good. Gonsolin looked good okay there for a moment. I don't know if Shohei's going to start. I don't know if they're going to power, you know, use him like an Andrew Miller type situation, you know, run him out there in the sixth when you really need to stop. But I'm excited to see him get back on the mound. Did you see all his teammates, like, filming, and he threw some nasty slider, and
yes.
There's Kike in the background just jaw-dropped, like...
Yes.
I'm excited for him to come back. I think it's going
to
be fun.
Dustin May wasn't too bad, much to
Buck's chagrin.
Buckley's, yeah, dismay there. But
I've never heard somebody hate somebody's for no reason more than Buck hated May today.
Well, it was a gambling purpose.
Oh, I know. I know why, because he's a degenerate now.
Big Bets Buckley. That's what I call
big
him.
Big Bets Buckley.
He's coming for Will's crown.
We should have Buck and Will fight it out.
Yes. That who actually, can place the bigger parlay?
Who can lose more money? My money's probably on Will. I think Will
degenerate.
Loses a lot of money.
Dude, that's
my good buddy Will Ordner.
That pitch.
He has small units, though, so I don't know.
The pitch that you're referencing, though, the other day in the simulated inning or whatever, oh, my God.
It was nasty.
Yes.
I've never seen anything like that.
Dude, I threw up.
I peed my pants.
I vomited on the spot.
If peeing your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
Yeah, it's... And just whenever ever I'm like out, I'm like, dude, just let Shohei hit. Like, he's going to get you possibly 60 bombs.
I know, we were texting
year.
About this today. He's on pace for 58.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
You're going to go 60-60, amigo?
Well, that's the other thing that's just amazing about him is, like, you texted and I knew what you wanted to talk about was his pitching. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, we should maybe talk about how he's on pace for possibly 60 home
by
runs
by the way,
this
it's
year,
not
too.
June and he has almost 20 home runs.
No, he has 20.
Oh, does he have 20
he
now?
Hit his 20,
oh,
yeah. He hit
again,
his 20
sorry,
today.
Apologies. On the delay.
That's why I was saying he's on pace for like 59 home runs mathematically right now. But
it did so great. Speaking of great, flip side, the MVP before Shohei Ohtani, that would be one Ronald Acuna Jr.
Oh boy.
And I get scared all the time when I think about Acuna. I'm worried he's Trout 2.0, but a lot earlier in his career. But when he plays, he's must-watch TV for me.
And just in time.
And that team needs that energy.
Just in time for my Braves.
Your Braves.
To storm back and maybe not win the division, but get a wild card spot.
Totally, totally. This team.
Strider's back. I forgot
Strider's
what
back.
He did today.
Schwellenbach is pitching well. He had a bad outing a couple weeks ago, but I believe he threw a good game the other day.
If... Strider was decent today, 4 2/3 with 7 strikeouts.
He's coming back from Tommy John.
Yeah, second starts. Third start of the season, but second in.
But they need some kind of energy. Shot into that team. Albies is a disaster right now. Not playing well at all. Michael Harris as well is kind of a disaster. So if you can get Acuna in and bat him lead off, you know, maybe think about moving Ozuna up to the two hole. I don't know. Moral of the story is I hope he's healthy and I love watching him play baseball.
Yeah, I mean, again, seeing him
he's
hit
like
the...
Fernando Tatis. They just got the flair, you know, they got the machismo.
Seeing him hit the home run yesterday, that was awesome. It was just like,
welcome
dude,
back.
Yes. It
good
was
to
just
see you,
like,
bud.
Dude, right, much deserved it after tearing your knee, like being out all that time. And it's funny. It's like the Braves now are, instead of losing everybody on their team, they're getting players back now.
Well, it's the best free agency you can have is guys getting healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I hope this is, you're right. I
at
hope
least getting, that's what DePoto taught me.
I hope that getting those two guys back, Acuna and Strider, injects something into this club, the life in the clubhouse, because they need it. They're still below 500, and they're going to be fighting for a playoff spot, and we're going to get into it probably in the second hour here as far as teams that are out of the race who we still believe in, foreshadowing there. But
professional tease.
Getting those two guys back, especially Acuna, to hopefully just jolt some life into this lineup. That's
look,
huge.
The bones of this team are absolutely fantastic. Is Matt Olson Freddie Freeman? No, but Matt Olson is pretty damn good. And if you can get him, Acuna, if you can get Albies back on track, Austin Riley is probably their best offensive player right now. Again, if it's not, I'm sorry. I'm just getting back into it. And then you've got a three-headed monster potentially in your rotation. And that's including losing Max Fried to the Yankees, who's pitching out of his mind right now. Because if Sale can do it, Strider can do it, and Schwellenbach, and you get that offense rolling, that's going to be a very, very scary team.
Yeah, this team, though, it's very similar in the sense of another former World Series winner in the Texas Rangers, where it's like these teams had some amazing offenses, and now all of a sudden, neither of those teams seemingly want to hit.
Right.
Or hit like they used to. It's like...
Ooh, we should probably talk about the Rangers at some point.
It's like, I don't know if it was just a flash in the pan, and everybody just had the best season that they possibly could at the right time, but like Marcus Semien... Oh my God.
Rough.
I mean, the young guys on the Rangers, again, I don't want to switch teams completely, but that's kind of how it is with the
Evan
Braves.
Carter, like, Evan Carter is on milk jugs, dude.
Like, but the Braves, I mean,
but
paging Michael Harris, paging Sean Murphy, for God's sake.
But to use your Texas analogy, Corey Seager's on the DL again. When he comes back, is he their best player? Of course he's their best player. You know, he's one of my favorite players in baseball, and I'm going to rally for him to get into the Hall of Fame someday. But Corey Seager coming back off the DL does not inject life into the stadium and the team like Ronald Acuña does.
Right.
When Acuña comes back and hits a home run, dude, that place was probably banging so hard when he hit that home run. And that's what you want to see. You want the best players playing. And right now, the best players in baseball are Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, Ronald Acuña Jr., Bobby Witt, Tarek Skubal, and Paul Skeens. Like, is that our six right there? I mean, Mookie Betts. Like, I didn't even say Mookie Betts. So adding
don't
Acuña.
Don't forget. The crow in center field.
The PCA.
Yeah, baby.
And I just think baseball is in such a great shape. And when these young kids that are now vets and have won titles come back, you know, the game's very healthy. Look at the NBA right now. Ann Edwards, SGA, Halle, and Jalen Brunson. Like, give me that in baseball. And we have that with Acuña coming back.
Yeah, no, it's good to see him back and just in time for our little mid-season push.
Let's do it. All right, we come back, loaded second hour. Which teams flirting around 500 do we think can really figure it out and go on a run? Plus, fair or foul, loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, Today the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.